Hey everybody, my name is Joseph, aka Rockstar Joe, and welcome back to A Blur's Intermission. This is a special episode, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know why it's special? Because I got somebody with a nice size forehead in front of me just making faces right now. The reason why this episode is so special, I know in the past I've mentioned that, you know, there would be some special guests, whether it be family, friends, or actual, you know, celebrities and all that good stuff. But I feel like today I got a very important person. This person could go by the name of J Money, but she trash in 2K. This person could also go by, you know, my favorite child, because that's my only child. She could be, you know, a queen whenever she want to be, whenever she has her days. But ladies and gentlemen, I'll let her introduce herself. Who are you?
I'm Jaquale Morton.
That was very, very nice to introduce yourself. That was very light. But nah, people, if you don't know about now, that's my child. That's my child. That's my child. I don't know why she throwing up sounds like she part of gangs when she don't know about that life. But anyway, as always, man, I appreciate those that tune into the episode, that, you know, continue to support the podcast in whichever way that they do. I appreciate you. Today's show, it's quite interesting because you don't even know what I'm going to talk about.
Nope.
And I'm so happy that I have this prepared.
I like but surprises.
Sometimes. But today's episode is titled Lessons for the Future. This is going to be more so of like an open, you know, type of discussion between myself and my child, a.k.a. Trash from 2K, a.k.a. need to put some defense out there.
I dunked on you.
A.k.a. play defense, aka tech about defense, aka so nah. Anyway, but nah, seriously, today is going to be up on an open discussion with my child, because I've been telling her for months, if not a year, that she would be featured on it, but she didn't do her research the first time, so that's why it took so long. But hey, we ain't going to bust nobody's bubble, okay? So with the first thing starting first, man, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Why your face look like that? I think she's just extra hype, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, cool. I'm happy your day is all right. It's cool. Now, I have three different topics within the world of, you know, lessons for the future, right? First things first, I'm going to share with you some things that I learned at a young age. Now, when I say at a young age, I mean this. I probably learned this from the age 5 and up. And hopefully some of these things rub off on you so you don't make the same mistakes or decisions that I made when I was younger. Hopefully. Now, first things first, I gotta say this. When you're a kid, when you're under the age of what? I feel like when you're under the age of like 20, 18, but when you're really under the age of 15, I feel like you're a sponge. You soak in so much information around you that you don't realize it. I.e. music, whether it has cuss words or no cuss words. I.e. Grand Theft Auto 5 with all the craziness that game has in this world. Yeah, you was just on that earlier today. Okay, keep playing. I'm going to drop kick you. But no, in all seriousness, all these environments that you're a part of, whether that be school, your mother's car, my car, anybody else's car, the games and all these things give you an opportunity to dive into the world of someone else's. And I feel like one thing that I wish I did when I was around your age, I wish I took the time to say thank you. Because a lot of people don't get that acknowledgement nor the respect they deserve for the guidance that they provide for young people. Another thing I wish I soaked in was being comfortable with my skin. I think growing up, I've shared this conversation with you, like growing up, it was difficult for me to like look in the mirror and be like, yo, I love myself. I accept myself. Hence why I tell you today to look at yourself and tell yourself and hug yourself that you love yourself. But for me, I couldn't do that, especially with the crowd that I was around, just the way that people interacted. And by all means, I'm not regretting this, and this is nothing I'm feeling ashamed of, but I just wish I took advantage of those situations especially. I think another thing I wish I would have done around your age was dive into the things I love even more. So I used to be a little hesitant to be that gamer, that geek, and all that good stuff because, you know, your friends, the people that may not be your friends but somehow are still in your school, may have something to say. And I know at a young age, you know, people could definitely say things that may make you either lean towards it or step away from it. I just wish at a young age, excuse my expression, I just wish I didn't give a fuck about the opinions of other people. Because, yeah, I would have been much better off. Much better off. Anything to say about that, buddy? She's just making faces, people. Okay, you don't have anything to say about that?
No, sure.
Head. Sheesh. Another thing I will say, moving on from the whole things I learned at a young age, another thing I would love to share with you, and I can't wait, because I see you're already doing this now, which doesn't really provide any good benefits for you unless you use it the right way or unless you know how to use it.
Slurpee.
But what I'm going to say is, fuck social media, YouTube shorts, TikToks, Facebook.
I don't got TikTok.
Facebook.
I don't got that.
Twitter, Snapchat, all those things, all those things are just a distraction. At the age of 10, and I feel like until you get to the age of like 16, you really don't need that stuff in your life, especially with the YouTube shorts and the TikToks and all that stuff. Regardless if you have it or not, it's pointless. You want to know why I say it's pointless?
Why?
Because depending on who you follow and depending on the content they provide, chances are you're wishing that you can be just like them or wishing that you can be in their position, when reality is best to just love the situation you're in. I've told you this stuff offline. Some of your favorite TikTokers and YouTubers and all that are just faking it. They're miserable as hell. They barely have any friends. Any and everything they do for their lifetime is just to please people and just to get the likes and the views. And growing up in my time, yeah, at times the likes matter, but I feel like it also ruined a lot of people's mindsets. I can share a better example. I was once you, right? I was once you, especially in high school. High school and middle school, I was heavily using social media. So I was into the Snapchat. I was into the Twitter. I was into the Facebook. I was into Instagram. I had an account for all those things. And I used to be eager to put something out there and get those likes. And then when you realize you don't get those likes, but a lot of people see it, you kind of get to this crossroad where it's like, am I not seen? Am I not heard? Like, what am I doing wrong? And I feel like at a young age, that shouldn't have been the thought. Because at the age of 10, who really cares about what you're doing? You know, besides your actual family, your mothers and fathers and all that stuff, the world doesn't really care. That's what I realized. Like, they don't. Whether you post a sad story that gets the likes and the attention, or whether you post some motivational shit, regardless of the content and the intention, it's just like, it's always about who's watching and who liking.
Just two likes.
And it doesn't really matter. Like, even this podcast is another example of it. This podcast has been in existence for like 2 years. Within 2 years, this podcast has gathered over 1,000 listens or downloads. Now, comparing this to someone else's podcast, they could be like, wow, mine is doing way better than yours. Yours is nothing to mine's and all this, right? They could take it that way. Me personally, I've said so many times on this podcast, I don't care about the likes, the views. I just hope people walk away feeling inspired or at least feeling good with the content that's provided. I think with me saying that, my stomach is talking to me. Yikes.
Those lines.
It's gonna be yours in a few. But anyway, I will say, among those 1,000 downloads plus 1,000 plus downloads, even though I don't care about the downloads, I will say the people that have reached and tapped into the show is amazing, because there have been people outside of America, people in Africa, people in the UK, people in Mexico. Like, there's people. I can honestly say this. Internationally, this podcast has been listened to, and it feels good to say that, because I'm not shitting on anyone when I say this, and I'm not trying to compare myself to anyone while saying this. I think it's a good thing that you can feel, because when you set your intentions When you set your intentions.
Hey, sir. Back your forehead
when
up.
When you set your intentions and you have a plan to go with it, failure is not failure. Failure ends up becoming a lesson, if you allow it to be. I think where we gotten with this podcast is it's an amazing place, but I know we can always do better, hence why you're on this podcast. But seriously, though, I would say definitely listen to what I'm saying to you, though, because either 5 years from now, you're either going to be happy and not needing social media, or you're going to be depressed and wondering why people likes are not coming to your page. I'd rather you be the person who is happy without social media, okay? That's that, yeah. And another thing, just to share, just to be funny. Y'all didn't grow up with MySpace. And MySpace, yeah, your face is saying so much. Yeah, you don't even know what that is. Yeah, Google it, okay? Not now. But MySpace. MySpace was the Facebook of our time, of my time. So before Facebook became a thing, MySpace gave you a chance to create your own profile, create your own wallpaper, add music to your profile, and so many other things. I wish MySpace could make a comeback, honestly. That would be really fun. MySpace for like toddlers and like young kids. That would be great.
Toddlers?
Kids, you, whatever. You get what I'm saying, okay? Leave me alone.
I'm a preteen.
Whatever. Yeah, with the way you be acting. With the way your ankles get broken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely preteen.
The way you get dunked on.
In 2K. Whatever. Anyway. Play defense.
Miss Airball.
Defense. You got airballs too. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Okay.
What are you talking about?
You want to talk about that N1 I got when you try to foul me on my three?
Hey, sir. You want to talk about how I got an N1 dunk?
That's easy. First of all, that's easy. Okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
Try getting an N1 3-pointer. Okay.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey.
Okay. Thank you. Last but not least, people, because this little girl right here, man. Anyway.
Three.
In all seriousness, though, number three is most important, because without number three, the first two won't even matter. And I say this with a lot of love and respect, okay? But one thing I would love for you to pick up on and continue to grow with is loving self. Loving self. Like I said, this is the most important one, because A, when you love yourself enough, you won't go out into these places, streets, school, whatever environment, searching for someone else to do something for you. If you love yourself enough, I guarantee you, you will always and easily find a way to get through something. When you respect yourself and love yourself, other people will match that. When you don't love yourself and you don't respect yourself, people are going to follow up with that. I think we both know people in this world that barely love themselves, and they get made fun of, get clowned at, get beat up, and so much more. I wish those people peace, and I wish them the chance to, you know, develop a stronger love for themselves. And we also know people who overly love themselves too much, look at themselves in the mirror. Okay, I don't look at myself in the mirror. Don't look at me. I'm talking about you. Anyway,
see what?
What point are you trying to prove, huh?
Beep up.
Exactly. Broken ankles. Anyway, though, like I said, in all seriousness, though, loving self is really important. Like, every day. Actually, I gotta freaking work on that. I'm not done. One day, we may do this together, but I definitely want to give you a piece to give yourself a reminder of how much you love yourself and how much you are loved. When you get that, that's dot, dot, dot. You may get it today. You may not get it today. You may
get it tomorrow. That's 6 dots.
You may not get it tomorrow. You may not get it today. You will get it soon, okay? But that's really important, though. Loving self. And I think at a young age, seriously, for y'all people, for your generation and the kids around you, it's so important. Because I don't know if you look at the news or not, and it's okay if you don't, but there's a lot of young adults, a lot of teens that are committing suicide. Do you know what suicide is?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people doing that. Even at my school, a kid recently committed suicide. It was a lady, too. It was a girl. Why isn't that being talked about? Teacher zone. I'm not about to go there and open that book of worms. But a lot of people are finding just the easiest way to get rid of the pain. And I understand why suicide could be an option for some. But this is also the reason why I say loving yourself. And, you know, loving yourself can be a hard thing. It can be a hard thing, especially, you know, when you don't have that daily reminder. But you just got to know. Loving yourself is just like... it's just like playing a game. At least for you, you understand this. It's just like playing a game. There's going to be certain levels you get to that you can beat with ease. And you're going to be like, damn, I'm an MVP. Like, you know, whatever.
Give me three.
Whatever. And then there's other games or other sessions where it's like, oh my God, I cannot get through this level. I cannot seem to beat this on Hall of Fame.
This game's trash. It's a rip off.
Oh my God, sheesh. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Don't just be talking just to be talking. Because I'm giving you a lot of lessons, okay? Like, these are things that a lot of people overlook. And then they wish that they had the opportunity like this.
Yes, sir.
Yo, I can't wait to include videos with these podcasts. Because if y'all just see how she look right now. Boy, oh boy. Anyway, anything to say on all three of those little tips I provided?
A lot of words. How you call them little? They're three lessons and a lot of words. It's okay. Not little.
Okay, smart ass. Okay. Sheesh. For the people. If you don't know, my child is me. My child is me. So that's all I can say, man. As you were saying. Is there anything you have to say on these three topics, ma'am? Before I dropkick you. Go ahead, try to be funny. Go ahead. Go ahead. Just remember, I have your raps on my computer. Yeah, be careful.
Dot,
yeah.
Dot, dot.
Yeah, nah, no dot, dot, dots. Keep playing. I'm going to add your raps to the end of this podcast.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, I'm walking over here. Like I said, for the last time and only time. Is there anything else you have to say about this?
It's a hard question.
Yes, if you say so.
I just said it.
If you say so. Don't try to deflect the question to get more time.
Hey.
Yeah, once again, you're me, I'm you. I'm hip. That's it for the main show, people. Moving forward, I don't have any actual things to report for the blur talk, so... actually, I'm lying. My bad. Pause. So, if I had to shout some things out for the Blur Talk, I would definitely say, if you haven't already, go out and get College Park by Logic. That album, his first independent album. To me, it was a success. I love every single track on that album. I can't wait for us to go see him in June. Actually, I think it's June 11th in D.C. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. You may experience your first mosh pit there. We shall see. I may end up punching somebody in the face, just in case they do too much, though.
My lord.
But anyway, definitely go out there and support Logic with the recent album drop. TV, support my guy, Donald Glover, with his newest show, Swarm. Oh, well.
I'm missing the ladies.
Bruh. Anyway. Anyway. Video games, if you haven't, Hogwarts Legacy, Ghost of Tsushima, Ghostwire Tokyo, I know, I re-downloaded it again. Need for Speed Unbound, they just got a new update. WWE 2K23.
Police Simulator.
I'm not going to recommend that one just yet. I haven't really done too much. I only shot and got myself fired, so we aren't going to talk about that too much. Gotham Knights, you know, if you haven't had the chance to play it, it's much better than what it was at release. Forbidden Horizon Forbidden West, Teach His Own. I still gotta dive into that. I haven't really played that as much.
Midnight Suns,
one of the GOATs, one of the solid games of 2022 and 2023. Forget you for laughing. Leave me alone. yeah, Midnight Suns, they actually just dropped the Morbius DLC. So if you're a fan of it, you know, by all means, tap in with the Venom DLC, the Morbius DLC, and I think within the next month or two, we'll get the Storm DLC, which is going to be fire. But outside of that, any music, games, TV shows you got to recommend? I already know you're gonna say one. Moon Girl on Disney Plus. Outside of that, what's your other one?
Wanna learn how to duck? Chain can duck.
Oh my god. Yep. Oh wow. Say that again.
Chain can dunk.
Who?
Chain can dunk.
Chain can dunk. I thought you were just saying something to be funny and fast, but gotcha. Chain can dunk. Is that on Disney Plus?
Yes, sir.
Nice. So check that out on Disney Plus, people. Now, moving on to the scrolls and the marathon winners of the week. I gotta be honest, there's no scrolls. There's no specific scrolls. If there's anything I had to highlight, just our elected officials within the DC area. What the hell are y'all doing? I feel like there's yet to be something put in place to reduce the amount of car thefts that's been going on. Like, I feel like there's been no efforts in reducing that. I constantly see multiple updates of stolen cars and people getting jacked for their cars and
cars on fire.
I'm talking about DC. That was in Virginia. But in all seriousness, though, like, to the police, to the mayor, to whoever has a say-so in this, what are you doing? What are you doing to help this situation? What are you doing to de-escalate it? How can you increase our safety? Because, like I said, DC ain't never used to be like this. Like, it ain't never used to be, like, you wondering who's about to try to jack your car or... Yeah, ain't, like, none of that. Like, growing up, obviously we experienced violence with the shootouts and people getting killed, but... Some of the crime that's going on today just makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So that's that. You got a scroll? I'll take that as a no.
I don't even know what that is.
God, I'll explain after. Marathon winners. Who can I highlight that's a marathon winner? Chill. Chill, man. Who? Oh, you got somebody?
No, I was drum rolling.
Bruh. Anyway, sheesh. Thank you for the drums. Yikes. Marathon winners. Hit the controller for me, please. Marathon winners for this week. Honestly, man, I will say for all and anyone that's continuing to listen, you are a marathon winner. Like I said, I always appreciate the support, even though if it hasn't been consistent on this end, I really do appreciate that. Yeah, like I said, we're on the road to rebuilding and, you know, regaining some consistency with this space. So continue to be patient with us. By all means, we're going to flush out more content as time prevails. My blessing for you all as we exit from this show. You're so dramatic. I love you so much. Anyway, in a world where most are caught up on trends, likes, and views, be the person who's caught up on loving, cherishing, and respecting yourself. With that being said, folks.
Peace, kids.
Oh, my God.